Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason I, Paul, a prisoner for following Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles, surely you have heard of the administration of the grace of God that was given to me for you, and that the sacred secret was made known to me by revelation, as I have already written about briefly, regarding which, when you read it, you will be able to understand my insight into the sacred secret of Christ, which was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This is the sacred secret. The Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body, and fellow partakers of the promise through the good news in connection with Christ Jesus. I became a servant of this good news by the gift of the grace of God that was given to me by the working of his power. This grace was given to me, one who is less than the least of all the holy ones, so that I could proclaim the good news to the Gentiles about the unfathomable riches of Christ, and so that I could bring to light for everyone what is the administration of the sacred secret, which has been hidden for ages in God who created all things. He did this so that through the church the multifaceted wisdom of God would now be made known to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places. This was consistent with his purpose throughout the ages that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In union with him, we have boldness and access to God with confidence through our trust in him. Therefore, I ask you not to be discouraged at my hardships on your behalf, which are your glory. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. I pray that he would grant you to be strengthened with power in your inner self through his Spirit, according to the riches of his glory, and that Christ would live in your hearts through trust, so that you, being rooted and grounded in love, are able to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the width and length and height and depth, and thus are able to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you are filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far beyond all that we ask or think according to his power that is at work in us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus for all generations, forever and ever. Amen.